Get ready to dive into the whirlwind world of America's sweetheart, Taylor Swift. Join us on the podcast, Taylor Swift Today, for your dose of all things Tay-Tay. From all the scoop on her highly anticipated album, The Tortured Poets Department, to the latest gossip, tours, and more, it's time to shake off the haters and embrace the enchanting universe of Taylor Swift. Follow Taylor Swift Today, your ultimate Swift-obsessed podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is like the ninth time I've tried the open. I just don't know how to get into this. Obviously, 21 people were murdered in Texas, including 19 school children. And I can't just go into this and be like, hey, jokes and stuff. I'm going to address the comedian reactions to the shooting at the end of the show, but I really don't know how to get into this without an awkward transition. So let me just jump in the pool here. Stephen Colbert talked about monkeypox, which is racing through Europe, hopefully on a unicycle. He said crazy conspiracy theories have already cropped up, including one that the U.S. is planning to release a bioengineered version. Colbert said, do you really think the U.S. is currently capable of having plans? We can't even plan on having enough baby formula. Jimmy Kimmel made fun of it, saying, I have to say, for potentially fatal disease, it's a lot of fun to say. And then he played a clip of a news anchor accidentally replacing the P in monkeypox with a C. Think about it. Kimmel said it's also been revealed that former President Trump was charging the Secret Service to rent rooms at hotels and golf courses, making more than $2 million at various properties. Kimmel said Trump's only profitable business venture was being president of the United States. Seth Meyers mentioned a quote from Joe Biden, who said that the economic recovery will take some time. Seth joked, all right, take some time like the Amazon option that saves you a dollar, or take some time like Avatar 2. I like that a lot. And he compared the president's vagueness to a magic eight ball and mentioned Biden's recent comment that the U.S. would get involved if China were to invade Taiwan. Well, at least he's taking a firm stand on problems we don't have yet. James Corden shared a 15-minute clip featuring Tom Cruise. I have shared this on the subreddit Daily Comedy News and the Facebook group Daily Comedy News Podcast Group. Cruise and Corden flew around in a fighter plane. Tom Cruise said, I'm very excited that James is doing this. Was he the first late night show I asked? Hell no. He was just the first one, the only one who said yes. Cruise and Corden end up in a dogfight in the classic plane. Now that Corden thinks that they're all done, Cruise informs them they'll be going up again, this time in a modern jet. First, we see them doing Top Gun training. Cruise says, you are my goose. Corden, when you say I'm your goose, it makes me feel excited, and then I realize that Goose dies at the end of the film. It all goes well, Tom Cruise says. You could be my wingman anytime. Corden says, you know what? I think I'm good. Hey, did you see Ricky Gervais has a new special on Netflix? You don't hear much about that, do you? LGBT rights group GLAAD labeled Ricky's new show dangerous, anti-gay, and anti-trans. Ricky himself was on BBC One's The One Show and said that comedy's for getting us over taboo subjects. I think that's what comedy is for, really, to get us through stuff, and I deal in taboo subjects because I want to take the audience to a place it hasn't been before, even for a split second. Most offense comes from when people mistake the subject of a joke with the actual target. Ricky said audience members go through a mixture of emotions when hearing a near-the-knuckle joke. It starts and they go, what's he gonna say? I tell the joke, and whew, they laugh. It's like a parachute jump, it's scary, but then you land and it's all okay. I think that's what comedy is for, getting us over taboo subjects so they're not scary anymore, so I deal with everything, and I think we second-guess the audience too much. GLAAD disagrees. They tweeted, it's full of graphic, dangerous, anti-trans rants masquerading as jokes. He also spouts anti-gay rhetoric and spreads inaccurate information about HIV. They also said Netflix refuses to enforce its own policy that content designed to incite hate or violence is not allowed on the platform. USA Today wrote, Netflix can reverse its decision to unabashedly and fervently back trans-bashing comedians without censoring anyone. There are plenty of comedians who don't get a Netflix special because that's just how Hollywood works. Gervais and Chappelle can simply join a long list of people who don't either. It's the absolute least Netflix can do. All right, on that last point, look, Netflix is a business. Gervais and Chappelle are super popular. They're going to air their specials. Now, as somebody who has done comedy programming since 2004, I can never quite remember, there have been instances where I wouldn't call it censorship. I would call it choose differently. For example, if you ran a clean comedy station, one of your key artists for years and years and decades was Bill Cosby. Then one day, you choose differently. You go, huh, maybe we shouldn't play Bill Cosby in the A category. Or on a different day, you decide, huh, maybe instead of playing a Louis C.K. record today, let's play something else. I wouldn't call that censorship. It's just choosing differently. Heading forward, Netflix could choose different comedians. Just have Jim Gaffigan tell jokes about food. I watched the special. Now, here's my take. Here's my biggest problem with the special. The laugh track. Now, I've listened to a lot of comedy over the years. I think I have a really good feel for what a natural crowd sounds like. I think they added a laugh track to Ricky's new special. The crowd comes on way too fast, way too hot, and then fades away way too quickly. It does not sound natural. So as I watched the special, I could not get into a rhythm because every time Ricky told a joke, you heard this over-the-top crowd laughter. My favorite parts of the special wound up being when Ricky was just talking and not going for laughs because at least it sounded natural then. As for the controversial material, I felt he was just riffing jokes, whereas Chappelle did a 20-minute, I'm on my soapbox speech about the subject. Here, Ricky's just throwing off one-liners. Maybe I'm naive, but I thought Ricky explained himself really well that he's just doing jokes. Ricky himself tweeted, Supernature was only released today, but thanks to you, Netflix have ordered my next show, Armageddon, already. I think that had already been announced. The Animal Charities, thank you too. You are beautiful. USA Today pointed out the Gervais special is indicative of a larger problem with comedy and Netflix. By offering big comedians big paydays for specials and free reign of their content, Netflix has branded itself the home of anti-trans humor, intentionally or not. When a comedy special from Gervais, Chappelle, John Mulaney, or an unknown comedian is released on Netflix, the average viewer might assume the streamer has curated and produced it, but the reality is Netflix just paid for it. The comedian went to a club or a theater, told their jokes, and taped it. It then winds up on Netflix with a big red N and speaks for the company. Gervais' comments about trans people were so deliberately inflammatory they're not worth repeating and giving a new platform. He calls this act irony, explaining to the audience that saying something that's not what you really mean, that's not the definition of irony, but I'll save criticism of Gervais' grasp of English for another day. The whole special is a have your cake and eat it too attempt to offend wildly without implying that Gervais himself believes the nasty things he says when he refers to trans women raping cisgendered women in bathrooms, for example. Long an anti-trans talking point used to discriminate. He's just being ironic. Pink News wrote, last year, James Acaster was applauded for footage of his 2019 show, Cold Lasagna I Ate Myself 1999, in which he took aim at edgy comedians, reliant on slagging off transgender people, including Ricky Gervais. Acaster had said, if people on the internet get upset about it, the comedian's always like, bad luck, that's my job, I'm a stand-up comedian, I'm meant to challenge people. If you don't like being challenged, don't watch my shows. What's the matter, guys? Too challenging for you? Acaster said, because you know who's been long overdue for a challenge? The trans community. They've had their guard down for too long. If you ask me, they'll be checking their privilege on the way home now, thanks to you, brave little cis boy. Acaster said, I used to name one of the comedians that the routine was about, but it always got really awkward in the room. Apparently in 2019, most people are still more happy to laugh at transgender people, not as comfortable laughing at Ricky Gervais yet, I discovered. It was important to me to do it. First of all, it started like a lot of comedy routines do. If you see something that's ridiculous or silly, then you want to make a joke about it. I think the attitude of comedians saying they're challenging people with their comedy and then punching down is just completely nonsensical because that's not how challenging people works. That was the first thing that made me want to do a routine about it. And then I guess I carried on doing the routine because if in your place of work, people are behaving in a way that's not appropriate or acceptable or that you're opposed to, it's probably on you to speak out about it. Is Pete Davidson moving to Australia? The Daily Mail reports that Pete and Kim could be briefly relocating to far north Queensland later this year because Pete is starring in a new movie called Wizards. In Wizards, Pete plays one of two hapless pothead beach bar operators who run into trouble when they stumble across stolen loot that they really should have just left alone. A source tells the Daily Mail, Kim and Pete are doing great. She definitely foresees a strong, healthy, and promising future with him. He's so respectful of her, and he treats her like an absolute queen. He's completely enamored by her beauty and talent. He thinks she's an awesome mom, and would more than likely take their relationship to the next level in a heartbeat. But Kim isn't quite there yet. Interesting. Speaking of Pete Davidson, I have teased for a couple days that I want to talk about Saturday Night Live, and there's just so much going on. I've now bumped that all the way to Monday. I do want to do that, but there's just a lot going on. I've got comedy news in the second half from Just for Laughs that I want to get to. Some other quick items. Mark Maron has switched podcast hosts. He's leaving Stitcher. He's going to Acast. That's a new 3-year hosting, distribution, and sales deal. Some of the back catalog stuff will get moved around a little bit. Conan O'Brien has signed up with SiriusXM for a 5-year deal reportedly worth $150 million. Hey, boss, where was that budget when I was there? Ellen DeGeneres has her last show on TV today. Ellen said, there was a time a couple months out where I was crying every day. I was really emotional, even though it was my choice to end the show, and it's the right choice. I knew it was time to end this chapter and do something different. What might the different be? She says, I love doing stand-up, so I can always write another special and go out and perform. The last time Ellen went out, she did 7 cities. Wanda Sykes makes fun of me because we made sweatshirts and we put all 7 cities that we did before I shot my special, and Wanda's like, that's it? I mean, I think Chris Rock goes to like 80 cities. Ellen adds that people are offering her private gigs or Vegas gigs.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. I was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week, but like it was good for me. You know, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, you know, I'm not feeling it, you know, you can switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Charge those batteries.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? Ew, seriously. They squeeze the grease out of the wool and process it with chemicals, and then you eat it. I'm Kat, mother of 3 and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I got rid of products I didn't want anywhere near my body. I found that many multivitamins contain high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and even lacked some of the nutrients we actually needed. So what did I do? At 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. Ritual's products are made traceable, meaning we share the science and sourcing for every single ingredient. For example, our vegan vitamin D3 comes from sustainably harvested lichen in Nottingham, England, not sheep. We trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. See for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Plenty to get to, right? Let's start with Just for Laughs Vancouver. Let's see who's playing tonight. We have A-Lock, 7 o'clock, Monet Exchange, 8 o'clock, The Scrawny Show, 8 o'clock, Comedy World. Let's see what The Scrawny Show is. Scrawny Show features the city's favorite professional comics and local rising stars. Jacob Samuel, Marita Lopez, Maddie Kelly, Randy Neumeier, Dusty Searcy, Gavin Banning, and Maddie Vu. Let's do that show as the early show. $16 gets you in the door. For the late shows, there's only one tonight. What a quiet night at JFL Vancouver. It's A-Lock, so let's go see A-Lock. All right, so quiet night in Vancouver, but we'll do those shows. A lot more to talk about for Vancouver tomorrow. I'm looking ahead here, some pretty good shows. All right, Just for Laughs Montreal has announced another wave of performers, including Amy Schumer, Maria Bamford, Jimmy Carr, yes, and Catherine Ryan. Amy Schumer, one night at Just for Laughs on July 30th. Jimmy Carr, July 27th. Perfect. You know why? That's also the night of New Faces. So I can tell you right now, I'm going to do New Faces and then Jimmy Carr. I've done that combination before. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Thank you, Jimmy Carr. Katherine Ryan, July 30th. Maria Bamford, July 27th. Fortune Feimster, July 30th. The calendar is starting to fill out. I see Russell Peters, Chelsea, Joe Coy, Eliza, Hannah Gadsby, Ronnie Chang, Patton, Mark Maron. There's just so much going on today. Let me park that and we'll talk about that early next week. But as I've mentioned, I'm particularly interested in New Faces, and those shows are July 27th at 7 and 9:30. Do more of that next week. Today, you know what's out? Hey, let me ask you two questions. One, have you ever seen Bob's Burgers? You haven't. Two, have you ever met anyone who has seen Bob's Burgers? You haven't. Now, supposedly, the Bob's Burgers movie is out in theaters today. Can I tell you a true story? So the other night, after I watched Ricky Gervais, I watched Breaking Bad. And at the end of the Breaking Bad season finale, I dropped the G there, G of the Queens. At the end of the Breaking Bad season finale, you know what came on? A commercial for the Bob's Burgers movie. I actually saw Bob's Burgers animation on a television for the first time. I think the movie might exist. We'll see. We'll see what the box office is. We'll see what they claim. But supposedly, you could go to a theater tonight and see the Bob's Burgers movie. Gizmodo says it was first announced back in 2017, then delayed and delayed again, and there's a pandemic and a whole bunch of excuses why this movie never actually existed. The creator of the alleged long-running Fox series, Lauren Bouchard, said, "You don't need to see the series to understand the movie. That's convenient, isn't it? Because have you ever seen Bob's Burgers? No. Have you ever met anyone who's seen Bob's Burgers? No." Bouchard says the movie is about a family that runs a restaurant. The restaurant's in trouble. You'll get it all in the first 5 minutes. We literally have no homework for you. You're invited to come in cold. You don't need to know a thing. Bob's Burgers has been on TV for 12 seasons. Again, have you ever seen it? No. You ever met anyone? No. But Bouchard says, we really like making the show. We really love making the movie. It's a great pleasure, a privilege, and an honor. And some people might suggest that it's a con job. We're always shocked and surprised that it's so hard to make a show this many episodes in. You go back and you look at the 200-something episodes that we've done that nobody's ever actually seen, have you? You haven't? Bob's Burgers, supposedly in theaters tonight. On The Late Show, Stephen Colbert learned about the school shooting right before his monologue. Colbert said, "Let's pray this time our leaders show a modicum of courage in trying to prevent this from ever happening again. But prayers won't end this, voting might. So when you vote, ask yourself this question. Who running for office has publicly stated that they're willing to do anything and everything in their power to protect your children from the criminally insane number of guns in America?" Colbert had on New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern. She was asked about the aftermath of the shooting in Christchurch, in which New Zealand enacted stricter rules on gun sales and ownership, which saw a ban on nearly all semi-automatic weapons and assault rifles, as well as magazines and parts. The gun law was passed by New Zealand's parliament near unanimously, only a single dissenting vote. Ardern said that New Zealand did not totally ban firearms, as we have a legitimate need for guns in our country for things like pest control and to protect our biodiversity. But you don't need a military-style semi-automatic weapon to do that, so we got rid of them. On Twitter, Jimmy Kimmel, ... but you can't have a beer until you're 21. Please support at Mom's Demand and at Everytown. And then he wrote in all caps, "and vote these monsters who do nothing to protect our children out of office." Michael Ian Black wrote, "hope everybody goes home and hugs their guns a little tighter tonight." Mary Mack, "can't wait to hear all the pro-lifers spin on these 14 dead kids in Texas. Another tragedy. Maybe time for the GOP to consider some gun control, or do we have to wait until 14 politicians get killed in one sitting?" As I record this, the number is up to 21 dead, 19 school children. Henry Winkler wrote, "I'm all for rights, but our children have the right to see a tomorrow." Kevin Hart, "we're now living in a time when the schools are no longer safe. Are you effing kidding me? Something needs to happen now. These are kids. Doesn't get any more heartbreaking than this. Prayers go out to all the families. God, you're needed now more than ever." Amy Schumer, "our children deserve more than thoughts and prayers from leaders elected to protect them from gun violence. Join the movement to end gun violence. Text ACT to 644-33. And that's your comedy news for today.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.